Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter, beginning at the first verse. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now, he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This text is a direct assault on hypocrisy. The Pharisees, after all, are watching Jesus, and he knows it. And there is a man with dropsy, that disease of retaining water, before him as he gathers with them on the Sabbath day. But the Pharisees thought they were clever, bringing this man with a chronic disease before Jesus to see what he would do, especially on the Sabbath. But Jesus exposes them as the hypocrites that they are. He heals the man. And then he asks the Pharisees if, on the Sabbath day, they would rescue from a pit their son or an ox that had fallen in an emergency. You can almost hear the Pharisees saying to themselves, "Now wait a minute, if a son or an ox is in a pit, that's an emergency. A man with a chronic disease, is that an emergency? I mean, he would still have dropsy tomorrow. You could, after all, heal him tomorrow and not today." But then Jesus goes from that miracle right in to teaching about dinner parties and weddings and humility. But it's ironic, as Jesus pokes him with a sharp stick, since he is, after all, a guest at one of these parties. The irony is strong. Jesus continues to blast the Pharisees for that hypocrisy. They jockey for important seats so that they can see and be seen. They want to look important. They invite the rich and the powerful to their homes. They even want this popular miracle-working rabbi from Nazareth to be their guest on the Sabbath. And then Jesus exposes their hypocrisy and calls them out. He talks to them about their pride and their egotism and their narcissism. He blasts them for trading invitations to big events with the people that they want to rub shoulders with, while ignoring the poor and the troubled. But these are not simply first century problems. These very same issues are your issues and my issues. Just ask the people that you know about the church. Some of the answers you get will surprise you. You'll hear that the church is full of hypocrites, a social club of the rich and powerful, so that the rich get richer, the social make more friends and acquaintances, and the poor and the hurting can be so quickly left behind. That is exactly the same charge that Jesus brought against the Pharisees. When people bring their charge of hypocrisy against the church, are they right? When people bring their charge of hypocrisy against you, are they right? That is a really uncomfortable question. You don't want to be a hypocrite. You don't mean to be a hypocrite. But so often, your actions, even in the Church of Christ, are hypocritical. It's not that you want to serve yourself rather than God, but it is exactly what you do. You are tempted by your sinful flesh to use your church membership and attendance to show your importance and your commitment. You treat church like it's a way to improve your resume and build up your social network. You know how terrible that is, but you can't help yourself. And that sinful nature continues to corrupt your best intentions so that you find yourself in the depths of pride and selfishness. And the world says, aha, you are no better than any other churchgoer. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. And when you consider that this account from Luke 14 takes place on the Sabbath day, the day set aside for resting in God's word, it calls you back to the Lord's command to honor the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. But it's not a certain day of the week that's holy. Instead, it is God's word revealed to you. Is your attendance at the divine service and at chapel rooted in a desire to hear the word of God, to receive his gifts, to have your sins forgiven, to pray, to praise, and to give thanks? Or are you here because it's a habit, the right thing to do, or it's important to be seen by others? Or maybe it's a little bit of both of those. You and I aren't any better than the Pharisees. You and I don't just deserve the host of the feast to come up to you and humiliate you and move you to a place further in the back. We deserve to be thrown out because holy people should not associate with us because of our sin. The guilt and the shame of our sin is real. The Lord Jesus calls you to repent of your sin. Turn from your hypocrisy and your pride and your arrogance. Turn from your self-centeredness and your desire to get a leg up in this world. But when you turn from your sin, where do you turn? You turn to Jesus, knowing the great depth of your sin and your guilt. The one who reveals your hypocrisy and pride also reveals his great love for you. He didn't come into the flesh for the important people or the holy people. He came into the flesh for the poor and the weak and the needy. He came into the flesh for sinners. He came into the flesh for you. And when he came in the flesh, when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her that she would bear a son and that his name would be Jesus because he would save the world from sin, she said, "He has looked on the humble estate of his servant, and he has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he has sent away empty." These teachings of the Sabbath feast and Mary's song aren't the only time that this comes up in Luke's gospel. It starts from when Mary found out that she would bear a son who is the Savior, and it continues on and on as Jesus, the Lord of all, has taken on the lowest place, even the place on a cross, for you. Jesus is the one who hosts you, who heals you, not from dropsy, but from your sin. He rescues you from death, and he invites you to the important place. He invites you into the church, his bride. He suffered and he died, shedding his blood so that he might present the church to himself without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing, but as perfect and holy. He doesn't invite you to a social club or to a do-gooders society. If that's all that the church is, then what distinguishes it from the Lions Club or Kiwanis or Rotary or any other wonderful charitable organization? The church is instead the very bride of Christ himself. Those who believe in his name, those who are saved from their sin by the Savior of the world. It is here where the living and active Word of God, Christ himself, comes for you to purify you of your sin, since he is your Savior. When the world comes and accuses the church and you of being a hypocrite, they aren't wrong. But that is not the whole story. You are indeed a hypocrite and a sinner, that's true. But you are a forgiven hypocrite and sinner. Jesus Christ, the host of the wedding feast, has invited you in and healed you on this day of resting in his word. He has exalted you, bringing you higher into his very presence, into life in his name, giving you faith and joy in his promises. He comes to you, the weak and the poor and the sinful, to declare his love and his faithfulness. The Church of Christ is not here to look good or to improve anyone's status. The Church of Christ hears the Word of God with joy because Christ has come to save you from your sin, to exalt you, to be with him. Go in peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.